Good morning. My name is Jonathan Egila from Lincoln University of Missouri, where I focus on hydroponic research for small-scale commercial growers. This presentation is a summary of the evaluation we're doing on the relative nitrogen and phosphate leaching reduction capacity of soilless root support substrates. In this case, we have been working with Swiss chard because it is the crop that I can grow for repeated harvesting as well as have minimum attraction for aphids and whiteflies. That fits into my schedule over there. This particular study was carried out in one of these controlled environment hydroponic greenhouses on Lincoln University campus in Jefferson City, Missouri. Non-recirculating hydroponic systems that allow nutrient solution to flow to drain are still some of the most popular methods compared to recirculating systems like the nutrient film technique, which is used for small crops like lettuce, spinach, and most small leafy crops. The floating wrap culture system and the aeroponic system, mostly because of installation cost and ease of use. Now, growers will select soilless root support substrates on the basis of local availability, a labor requirement for handling, a usable lifespan, disposal of spent media, and ease of use, depending on the scale and the scope of utility, commercial versus hobby. Ease of use can be a considerable factor, as well as cleanliness. We are looking for media or substrates with a low problem of toxic substances, and sometimes the frequency of nutrient application required. You know, that has a relationship with the porosity of the aggregate. Now, some of the most desirable soilless root support substrates will provide a plant with physical support. That's mostly why we use substrates in hydroponic in the first place. Now, other factors like good cation exchange capacity, but nutrient element retention, okay, is very important in this particular study, as well as adequate drainage and aeration. Now, these conditions will create a good root environment that will enhance nutrient uptake, because the optimized uptake of nutrient elements from the non-recirculating system, as well as have the possibility of being able to reduce the concentration of nitrate and phosphate in the runoff leachate. Now, the objectives of this study include the evaluation of the relative capacity of two soilless root support substrates, perlite and rockwool being the most popular or most commonly used in horticulture, to reduce nitrate and phosphate leaching, and secondly, to compare the yield of Swiss chard from both soilless root support substrates in a non-recirculating hydroponic system. Now, we've been working with Swiss chard in this system. We could be working with tomatoes or cucumbers or any other crop. So, Swiss chard is just a test crop. We normally raise our seeds by sowing directly into slabs of rockwool cubes and transplant or transfer into the hydroponic culture at the first true leaf stage. During growing on to maturity, mean ambient temperature was approximately 23 degrees Celsius at 63 degrees relative humidity. The nutrient source being a soluble nutrient solution with complete micronutrients at 200 parts per million nitrogen, which is our standard for growing most leafy crops. We do not go beyond 200 parts per million nitrogen. Leachate was collected from our soils through support substrate, in this case, perlite and rock wool, with or without filtration through charcoal. Now, with charcoal filtration, we will place the pot with the growing medium inside another pot with 2 liters of granulated charcoal and sustain that on a net pot, which is further placed on a Dutch bucket. And because the Dutch bucket has a way to allow us to drain the leachate into PVC pipes. Now, with granulated charcoal, we use the finest particle available commercially, which is the 1/16 to 5/30 of an inch particle size. And this commercial supply has been the consistent one we use. Now, with the layout of our experiment or setup, fertilizer solution delivered into individual containers or pots with emitters, and these are allowed to drain into 3-inch PVC pipes, and leachate is collected on the drainage end of the line. One of the things that we would like to know is there any change in the chemical properties of the leachate as it passes through the media? One of the two chemical properties that we looked at was the pH. We observed that the pH of the leachate was significantly higher than that of the inflow nutrient solution from the source, and similar results was observed with the electrical conductivity. When we look at the leachate concentration from either perlite or rock wool, we observe a consistently lower concentration of nitrate in the leachate compared to inflow nutrient solution. So this, the result with perlite is similar to that with rock wool. Now, this graph is showing the concentration of nitrate in the source nutrient solution, which we sampled immediately after the fertilizer injector mixer from a faucet. And we compare that with the source water that we use to prepare our nutrient solution, which is from a well very near the facility. We observe similar result with phosphorus, where the concentration of phosphorus in the leachate is consistently lower than that of the source nutrient solution in both perlite and rock wool over the entire 56-day cropping cycle. Our study on charcoal is preliminary. I included charcoal at this stage because I continue to receive questions from colleagues as to what the effect of charcoal is. When we looked at the addition of charcoal versus control, there is no difference. Addition of filtration through charcoal did not significantly increase the amount of nitrate or phosphorus removed. from the nutrient solution, but there is a consistent reduction of the amount of nitrate in the leachate, regardless of charcoal filtration for both nitrate and phosphorus or phosphate. A similar result with rock wool. Rock wool did not, show any difference between charcoal filtration and control, but again, the concentration of nitrate and phosphate in the leachate was significantly reduced, and in all cases, above 40% reduction of nitrate and phosphate concentration going out to the drain. Growth or yield is not the primary focus in this study, but it is essential for us to look at whether the substrate that we use has any significant effect on growth from the point of view of how it, promotes root growth in addition to the nutrient uptake or nutrient retention. So in this study, we observed that perlite consistently had higher marketable yield, which we measure as leaf count and leaf fresh weight, as well as dry weight and leaf water content. Both were higher in perlite compared to rock wool. Now, this is not an absolute test of whether rock wool is better than perlite. The reason is because the rock wool cubes that we use has significantly lower volume for root growth than the perlite volume that we used. In summary, compared with the inflow nutrient solution over a 56-day sampling period, both perlite and rock wool slightly reduced leachate concentration of nitrate, and the average is about 40%, and this is significant, as well as phosphate, again with an average of about 44%. Now, there was no significant solid root support substrate effect, meaning that the amount of nitrates or phosphate reduced by perlite is not significantly higher or lower than that of phosphate. So both of these substrates remove similar amounts of nitrate and phosphate. But rock wool did remove 3.5% more nitrate, which is, but less, approximately 1% less phosphate compared to perlite. Okay, but these are not significantly different. Charcoal filtration of leachate had no significant effect on the concentration of nitrate or phosphate from either perlite or rock wool at this preliminary stage. That's our observation. Now, crop grown in perlite has significantly higher marketable yield, leaf count, and leaf fresh weight per plant than rock wool. Again, I said that was not because of the quality of the media, it's because of the difference in volume. Our perlite was in 1 gallon pots, whereas our rock wool cubes was only about 40 cubic inches. Now, leaf dry weight and leaf water content were higher in perlite as well, again because of the volume of the substrate used, as explained here. Rock wool had only 40 cubic foot in volume, and the 1 gallon pot that we use for perlite had about 210 cubic foot. In conclusion, with Swiss chard, the smaller substrate volume of rock wool blocks negatively affected the water relations of the crop, which with consequent reduction in growth. And despite the lack of significant effect, both perlite and rockwool reduced nitrate and phosphate leaching by approximately 40% during the 56-day cropping cycle. Now, the observed nitrate and phosphate reduction can amount to significant saving in fertilizer cost and minimize potential nitrate and phosphate pollution from small-scale non-recirculating hydroponic systems. I would like to acknowledge my technicians and my colleague that worked with me to make some of these measurements possible. And this study is supported by a USDA grant, Hydroponics 5 and 6, at Lincoln University of Missouri. Now, one thing I did not mention in my materials and method is our nitrate and phosphate measurement was carried out using HPLC. Now, we did look at cations as well, you know, using ICP OES, and some of those results are being looked on relative to how important these substrates are in removing or retaining nutrients. And that ends my presentation. Any questions? Yes.
Have you changed the pots too, or you kept the same container?
No, it is the same crop. We just harvest the leaf as they mature. Now, that 56 days just is a cropping cycle, specific cropping cycle. Sometimes we let it go for over 200 or more days and continue to harvest the crop. But at each cycle, we see an increase in absorption as the crop grows more leaves, and then after harvesting, the rate of removal of nutrients kind of reduce again, and that is why we selected Swiss chard, because it has a capacity to stay in production over a long period of time. So that gives us the time to continue to monitor what's going on in our substrate.